This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Attitula.
All right, you're in the loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and Reginald Attitula hanging out with you as we are continuing to get ready for Texans, Patriots. That'll happen on Sunday. And the Texans are doing just that as well. They're practicing, and we are getting news of who is and is not practicing out there. We will get to what scares you about this game here in a moment, but I did want to kind of talk about it because, you know, who did not practice yesterday? That list got long really quick. And so I wanted to look at who will actually be at practice. And let's go through some of the names here. Titus Howard returned to practice. So that's good. We got Titus Howard back. Kenya Green returned to practice. Excellent. So those are the guys that you're worried about on the offensive line. Laramie Tunsil as well.
Laramie Tunsil too.
So there you go. All those guys practicing. Good. All offensive line back at work. Excellent. Joe Mixon is practicing.
Here we go. Now we're talking.
Now we're in an interesting place. Now, I don't want to completely jump out the gym because we had that moment a couple weeks ago and then he didn't ultimately play. But on a Thursday, Joe Mixon back at practice. That has to bode well, I imagine.
Don't sell short the offensive line either. You know, with the problems that they've had and getting guys back with Joe Mixon. Like this is one of those things where We talked about it yesterday. Wednesday, okay, kind of important. It gets progressively more important Thursday and Friday. Mixon is back. Offensive linemen are back. Good news.
Good. Derek Barnett will return as well, so add some more depth defensive end-wise. And then finally, I guess the negatives of this. Jimmy Ward and Kamari Lassiter still not practicing.
Okay, and that is a good transition into what might scare us about this game. You got a rookie quarterback. You've got a really, really good a cornerback in Kamari Lassiter. At least I am very high on him. And you got a safety where they've shown some vulnerability. It's not all going to be great. But if you're asking for, you know, is today a good practice report or a bad one? It's a good one. Like it's a good one overall.
Yeah, for sure. Particularly for the offense, getting yourself into a better place. But yeah, what scares you about this game, if anything? Because I think you have to ask if there's anything that scares you, because I think we're all in a place where we're like, should be a W.
And this is a good time for our listeners to weigh in on Twitch or YouTube and, of course, on the text.
And they absolutely are.
713-572-4610.
100%. We already have people weighing in. But I think that we're all in a place where we believe you should beat the Patriots.
Yes.
To varying degrees. Like, there's some people that are like, yo, should blow them out. I tend to kind of lean a little bit closer that way. But I think acknowledging that this is not there's some elements of this team that you should consider, right? And so for you, what's the first one that jumps up for you? Anything that you're scared about?
This is a weird one for me because I am in that same, I said it yesterday as well and the day before. This should be a, you know, paint by numbers win. Boom, 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 done, double digit win. But then I started thinking, okay, what scares me? And this is where it gets weird. I was like, you know what? One thing kind of scares me.
Just one?
And then I started thinking, okay, maybe two.
Okay. All right, so just two.
And then I started thinking some more.
Okay.
Well, that one too.
Maybe three.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that one.
And then this morning I added four and five.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we can let's rock with some.
I started out with one thing scares me. This morning I'm like, and maybe it's just me being, you know, dramatic here.
Well, let's see.
I landed on five. But the one thing is still the if I had to pick just one, it would be it. And it ties in with the injury report today with Lassiter and Jimmy Ward. Because Drake May is going to be overwhelmed by the blitzes. You heard Andy Kalu talking about it today. He's going to be overwhelmed with D'Amico Ryans and the defenses that he's going to give him looks. But Drake May, when he's coming into the draft, and one of the things that C.J. Stroud talked about when he said he was high on Drake May is that arm strength and the long ball. He's pretty mobile, so maybe he can avoid some rush. But he can, you know, he can heave that ball. He's got a really, his NFL trait is arm strength.
Yeah.
You know, and so for a defense that might be missing a cornerback, a starting cornerback, might be missing a starting safety, that is my number one.
And we've seen a few times guys running deep on him, even though that has not been connected with. Mm-hmm. I think that is fair. Drake May also came up when I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
And I know that we spent all yesterday, a whole segment talking about how, oh, he's going to be in a world of hurt with that defensive line. But here's D'Amico Ryans when he was asked about what he has seen about Drake May.
Yeah, for Drake, what I've seen is a young athletic quarterback who has a live arm, can move around really well in the pocket, can escape the pressures. Like, I think he, you know, for them making that move, looking for a spark for their offense, and, you know, he can provide it. He can make his all the reads, go to the right spot, makes good decisions with the football. Defensively, you know, there's a lot of unknown with this being his first start, so a lot of unknown for us. We just have to go out and execute, you know, our job the proper way. Not so much about them and focusing on what they're going to do or can do. They can do a lot of different things. You know, we don't know that, so we're just going to focus on ourselves and making sure we execute the details of our job.
Make no mistake, I think this is going to be a double-digit win by the Texans, and that is a direct commentary on the 7-point spread, if you're interested in that kind of action. But then, that's true. He's got a live arm, as D'Amico put it, and if this team on the road, crowd gets into it, if they hit a big play, that would be my one concern. But I do have 2, 3, 4, and 5 in a minute.
Well, before we move on to 2, 3, 4, and 5, I think within the Drake May, yes, the live arm is part of it, but I think also they're making this move in part because Jacoby Brissett was buried being sacked. And
yes.
I think that they're not just putting him in there because, oh, well, we're going to do the same thing and he'll be able to move a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I think they're actually going to try and move the pocket.
Yeah.
I think they're going to, and one of the things that you do also in moving the pocket, you know, booting out, you cut the field in half, you make it a little bit easier. Because I know D'Amico, I think some of that was coach speak in that when you're talking about an opponent, you never want to, you know, you never want to undercut him. You want to, you know, pump him up no matter how good or otherwise they are. But I think that there is something to be said for, like, the decision-making might not be at the highest level, particularly if there's a level of pressure. So I think they want to move him around. And what happens now if you have him moving around and he's able to find some success
in that?
Right? And you're not able to just kind of pin your ears back and go straight at him. You have to kind of move the pocket and such. So I think that is something that I guess is a concern. I don't know if I'm scared of it per se, but that was something that came up for me. All right.
2, 3, 4, and 5. Let me ask you and Figgy about the, all of a sudden I started overthinking this, I think, and maybe not. So the one question I had, the don't ignore in victory moment I had after this last game was about the interior defense and the way that teams can rush the ball. And I asked the question, I don't understand why more teams don't just pound the ball on this interior Texans defense. And here's the thing. The Pats, for all their flaws, they're not bad running the ball. They're 8th in the NFL running the ball.
When it comes to yards?
Yeah, when it comes to yards. So maybe they're going to go jumbo, like we saw. Number 70 is eligible. So that kind of scares me a little bit as well.
Yeah, ninth in yards per play. The only thing that gets a little interesting for me is that when it comes to like efficiency necessarily, mm-hmm. it's not super high. 24th is where I get there when it comes to EPA per rush.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that ends up being beneficial to you where they're not going to be super efficient in the way that they run. But yeah, no, I mean, at least when it comes to the raw numbers, which can be more, mm-hmm. you know, more important in some of these instances. Yeah, that might be a possibility where they lean into that now. Something that I guess is helpful if we're looking at injury reports.
Mm-hmm.
They have some guys on their injury reports as well, and one of those names is Ramondre Stevenson, yeah. who is one of their big back wide or running backs that can kind of make some hay and move some bodies, right? And so he was yesterday.
Yeah.
He missed practice yesterday.
We'll see about their report today.
Exactly what it looks like today, and if that's maybe like a veteran arrest mm-hmm. or something to that effect. But, yeah, if he is less than 100% or even if he does not play, I think that would limit their abilities mm-hmm. there. But you're right. That is the one thing I think when it comes to offensively that they can do at probably a better level.
Number three, and this is me kind of, sort of picking nits and overthinking things. Are we sure that the penalties are done? Are we sure? You know, they went all the first four games. Oh my gosh, these self-inflicted penalties, these pre-snap penalties are they're driving us nuts. And then they kind of cleaned up things except for the third quarter. Well, now they're back on the road.
Yeah.
Now they're back on the road. Are we sure?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Because this past week on Sunday, I think that there was supposed to be a level of calm there. And for a half, I started getting cocky.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, man, look, you're not the one who's dealing with the penalties. Third quarter rolled around, and I got quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I got quiet, right? Those penalties popped up. And so was that a factor of, okay, you just kind of kept it clean for a little bit, but they're still there and you can't fully rope them in?
Mm-hmm.
Being on a road environment, we'll see if they were able to make sure to keep all of those things in tow and be on their P's and Q's and not end up in situations where you're killing drives and making it tough on yourself.
Yeah.
And, that's going to be very...
Like, that's going to be something absolutely worth watching.
Or even helping them extend drives in ways that they should not have any business extended.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a watch this kind of thing. And then 4 and 5 are very much nitpicky, but I started thinking, okay, what scares me? What could scare me? Number one, as I said, Drake May's arm strength might be the only one that is real to me. But you are going to be, as much as I say don't panic, you are going to be without your leading receiver.
Okay.
I mean, I put on their leading rusher, but it looks like Joe Mixon might be back.
Maybe.
Or should be back. As much as I say don't panic, they got they're equipped to handle this. You're still without Nico. And then number five would be, it's a long trip to New England, man, and this team has not been real good on the road by any stretch.
They haven't haven't won here, right? 0-7?
In New England?
In New England, in Foxborough.
In New England. So they had not. There is that.
Now, you're talking about different calibers of team.
Exactly.
Previously, but, I mean, that history is there, and I don't really put very much stock in it, but mm-hmm. it is there. And so those are some of the things that we were thinking about. I know on the text lines, folks mentioned some things. 832, no Lassiter, athletic rookie quarterback, never won in Foxborough. False starts on the road. All right, Black Greg, you hit all the things that we were planning on hitting. Robert Lacey on the YouTube mentions, go look at the Patriots offensive line. Drake May will be overwhelmed. It's not a good offensive line. They're definitely missing some things. Like, it's been a problem, especially in pass protection. However, I do think that they can at least move the pocket to try and make it easier mm-hmm. on them. I don't think that that's going to be a definitive issue. I just think that that's going to be something that's a little different. And yes, the Texans did, blitz the mess out of the Bears. And Caleb Williams, I think that they'll do the same. And I think it'll happen to good effect. Like, I think I'm in a place where I'm still pretty confident mm-hmm. about this game. But we're just trying to tease out if there's any level of thing within there.
I go back to, the unknown with Drake May. I think he's going to be overwhelmed. I want to reiterate this. I would bet on the Texans, and it's a big spread. It's 7 points. But there is that unknown, that old like baseball axiom of you're facing a pitcher for the first time kind of thing. You can
uncommon opponent.
Yeah, you can translate that a little bit, and then if it like the early part of this game to me is going to be huge. Like if they get that big hit early, then I think the whole dynamic of the game could change. Then you got the home, the crowd maybe coming into it a little more.
Right.
They got an early lead. Drake May had that confidence with a big play, which is his strength. He might be, pretty as bad as the offensive line is. He can move. He's 100 times more athletic than Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett is a he is maybe one of the last of an older style of quarterback where a lot more statuesque, big, you know, use the arm to get things done, where he, mobility feels like a requirement for modern quarterbacks. Some other people mentioning that they're worried that this would be an upset game like the Panthers last year or something where you just kind of don't take New England too seriously. And I don't think that's necessarily the case. But I did appreciate we played D'Amico, and I kind of want to return to what he said in there, which is, and I don't know exactly how much he was trying to put this forward, but I heard it as, we just need to worry about what we do. And he said, like, execute, which is, I don't think we need to shift based on what the, if we play our play to our level, which seems like is somewhat what we've talked about of focusing on yourself and getting better at what you do and making sure that you play up to the level. It sounds like if we play what we're, do what we're supposed to do, we shouldn't even have to worry about anything else on the other side of the field.
And that's always kind of in play in the NFL, you know, sort of the letdown game, the trap game, or whatever you want to call it. That's in play, but I'm with you. I don't think this is going to be anything that's going to be necessarily in play with the Texans. It kind of helps that in a sense that Nico is out. Obviously, it's not a good thing, but there's that whole, oh man, you know, we really got to step up our game here. You know, I don't think they're going to be taking anyone lightly.
So yeah, I don't know that there's very much that we are scared about with this game. You want to recap 1 through 17?
It started out as like I was like, one thing scares me. No, it's 2, 3, 4, maybe 5. Drake May, arm strength, mobility, being able to hit that big play, as we just talked about. The running back, the Pats running game is really not that bad.
It's probably the best aspect that they have.
Yeah, it's eighth in one sense, and it's top 10 in others statistically. And the Texans defensive line has been susceptible to teams pounding them. So that's 2. I'm not sure. I want to find out. I think this game will go a long way in determining, are they over the whole brain lock penalty thing?
Sure.
You know? And then the very minor things, which we just talked about, you know, sort of the, you know, getting to New England, long travel, taking them for granted, all that.
Nico still not being there, especially with Nico's someone like Christian Gonzalez. Like, it does matter. Yeah, like
both those things.
Is Christian Gonzalez good enough to maybe make it so that one of your wide receivers that you have out there is a little bit less less capable of having a day?
Yes.
And then now the balance of what you're trying to do, does that get thrown off? But yeah, I think overall, we're still in a good place in how we feel about this game going in. To New England. So there you go. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's about time for some lunchtime confessions. Let's get you those next.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care, All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
I can't say this too loud, so I'm just going to kind of say it like this.
I was cheering for the Dodgers yesterday.
Oh, man. You are a POS,
Yes, but that's beside the
point.
What's
wrong with you, man?
I was cheering for the Dodgers yesterday, and I'm like, what am I doing? It's Ohtani. I mean, it's just, is that fair? The player, not the team, as they say? I hate the Dodgers. I've always hated the Dodgers. Back even when they were in the National League, the Astros were in the National League.
Do you?
I hate the Dodgers. But I was watching the game. I was flipping back and forth. I was going back and forth into the two rooms where I had the TVs on, and I'm like, come on. And I'm like, wait, what did I just say? what did I just say? It's because of Ohtani. I love that dude, man.
He's fun.
Is that wrong?
I don't know.
Am I the worst?
I don't know if I'm the arbiter of this. It's not
wrong to love the player.
Yeah.
But you can't say I'm cheering for the Dodgers,
What I'm saying is, like, last night, I was like, I wanted to see, you know, Ohtani succeed. And so I was like, yeah, he's a guy it's impossible not to cheer for. I mean, set aside the millions of dollars he probably gambled, you know. But if you set that aside, like, I actually found myself, come on. And I was like, wait a minute. I just said, come on, and he's wearing a Dodgers uniform.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Help me out.
I have no idea how to, yeah.
Yeah.
Cast the judgment on if Lopez is indeed a POS for the Dodgers. I can't really decide in that way because I had fun watching the
Figgy?
Baseball regardless.
Yeah, nah, you can't do that, man.
You're not cheering for Ohtani a little bit.
No, you could cheer for Ohtani.
I was, but where does he play?
Hey, that don't mean anything. We have a lot of people that are LeBron fans that were not Cavaliers fans.
But when LeBron is in the finals, you're rooting for LeBron's team.
Hey, they made it clear they're rooting for LeBron.
Which means, by extension, you're rooting for his team.
It's a lot of Bronsexuals out here, man, that are not Cavaliers fans.
Yeah.
And that showed once he left.
It's wild. Come on, John.
Switching the music.
He should be banned. Yes, hell yes, it's wrong.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I'm switching to music.
Very good. And then 281 said, I'm rooting for Ohtani. So that you got one person. Oh, but then someone else then came in and said, it's F the Dodgers all day.
Yeah,
and night.
Especially with all they've been. I mean, all the Astros been through.
I hate the Dodgers.
And how nasty they were to Astros fans.
I hate the Dodgers. I've hated the Dodgers for damn near 40 years.
Shout out to my man Nick Surfield, who actually went to a Astros Dodgers game. Right in the heat of it. I want to say it might have been 2021.
Yeah,
I somewhere around there. And they were booing him. They were knocking his hat off.
Yeah.
They were sticking middle fingers up to him.
Yep.
I can't root for the Dodgers.
I said this week, they are the worst fans were in baseball. Worse than the Phillies.
You did say that. That
worse than the Yankees. And last night,
now you're like, come on, Dodgers, let's go.
No, Ohtani was at
let's go.
Ohtani was at bat, and I went, come on. And I went, ooh, that felt dirty. That felt dirty.
I kind of wish he ain't played for the Dodgers.
Exactly.
Man.
Well, but he does.
POS, POS, POS. Those are not one. That's not one tweet. That's not one text.
Okay, good. I don't feel bad calling you
that's
that.
That's a lot of texts. Didn't realize Lopez was a communist. Well, that's a little harsh.
Yeah, just did the POS.
You just lost a listener.
I don't know if you're joking or not, so let me just go ahead and do this then.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I think I better understand the Astros now. Because I woke up this morning and my elbow hurt.
Oh, so you're going to have Tommy John?
I think so. I'm going to go ahead and schedule it.
Oh, man.
No, sincerely, I woke up and I was like, I was on my back and I guess I kind of tucked my right arm under a little bit. Like if you were like,
Slept wrong,
if you're bench pressing a little bit and you kind of, you know, I guess, you know, tightening your back a little bit. And I guess I had kind of tucked my elbow underneath my body.
That happens to me all the time.
And I woke up and I was like, man, my elbow kind of hurts. And I immediately was like, oh, they're going to tell me I need Tommy John.
You are. You are. I mean, I think you should go ahead and book it.
I was amazed because I was like, how do you sleep wrong and hurt your elbow? And lo and behold, a few months later, here I am sleeping wrong, hurt my elbow. Now, of course, it is worn off. Once I gotten through my morning routines and stuff, by the time I had gotten out the house, I was good. But in that moment, I was like, oh, no.
Welcome to my world. It's coming, brother.
Is that what it is?
It's coming, brother.
Okay. Yeah, that's immediately what I got. See me when you hit 50.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just being older, I guess, is what's happening then. Very good. Watch this.
Speaking of being a POS, I need to know if I'm a POS.
Okay, right? Well, it's contagious.
Yeah, so normally whenever I drive and the old lady is with me, she like to play passenger princess. Is it bad? So this is what I do. This is what I can't stand, first of all.
Brake checker?
No. Cool. When somebody in the passenger seat, mainly her, answer a phone call, just be entertaining a whole phone call that had nothing to do with me. And so now I got to cut my music down so she can talk about whatever, what she had for lunch today, and, oh, girl, what you doing, and all God. That stuff. So this is what I do. I want to know if I'm a POS for this. Okay. So the longer she stays on the phone, the more I cut the volume up. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
It's like playing off music at the Academy Awards. You start playing her off.
Wrap it up, B.
Yeah. To the point now, I think her family is in on it now. They kind of know that I don't like that. So every time, like, her sister call, her sister be like, shit, they have FaceTime, and her sister see she in the passenger seat. Oh, you in the car with Edward. I call you back. So am I bad for doing this? Because I think
it's brilliant.
I think
it's brilliant.
It's
I hate when people do. And look, it's
passive aggressive. That's the one thing about it that I'll say I'm not sure how much I like. However, I do think it's a good move.
I think it's brilliant.
I think it's a good move.
It's one thing when, you know, let's say she answers the phone and whoever's on the phone talking to both of us, where we all engage. But like, y'all talking about stuff that I have no clue. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Nor
at
do
work.
You care.
Yeah. So now I got my music down. Like, when I'm in the car, music kind of get my vibe going. Yeah.
Exactly.
And now I got to put a pause on that. So you could talk about what Sally did at work and all this other stuff. I'm like, I don't care about
Can you believe she took my staples?
Yeah. So I'm like, me personally, when I'm in the car with somebody and let's say my old lady do call, I'm like, hey, I'm in the car with John. I'm going to call you back as soon as I get out the car. I don't want to be rude and just be on the phone and force you to cut your music down or stop the conversation.
Well, if you were being rude, you have had some converts from 713. Brilliant strategy. I'm adding it to my playbook.
That's
from the
brilliant.
281. Figgy just changed the game.
No, he's doing playoff music in the car.
Yeah. He said, you have gotten your allotted time. Yeah. Wrap it up.
Yeah. Watch this. These are my confessions. So you had an interesting thing this morning. Coincidentally, I had the most bizarre thing, and it happens occasionally. I'm sure I'm not alone. It's probably happened to Figgy. It's probably happened to you. So I wake up in the morning, you know, nice night of sleep. It was all good. I very rarely remember my dreams, you know, I didn't dream, you know, have any wild thoughts about my dream or anything. Pour my coffee, and I start going, How does this happen? A song that I haven't heard, a children's song. Dude, how did that get into my head this morning? Like,
Mommy Shark. Hey, this got some thump to it, man. They got some bass to it.
Nah, man, they did something with this, man.
Yeah, they did.
They did something with this.
But you would thought, okay, maybe I visited my granddaughter the day before. No. Maybe I dreamed something. Not that I recall. I haven't heard that song in months. I wake up singing Baby Shark.
This is a jam. I don't know what's this.
Grandma Shark.
And now all of Houston is cursing me again.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're not putting up good numbers in this one.
Hey, we might lose some listeners for real, man.
Do we need to start grading confessions? Because it feels like you're putting up a real negative point differential today.
I'm over. My EPA is not very good.
Real inefficient day for Lopez.
Hey, head to the bench.
One.
Sit by me.
Yeah, come over here.
Hey, come right here, man.
But seriously, like, you know, I like
Stephen Sims on the show.
You know, I like to be an amateur psychologist. I would love to see and know, how does that happen?
Maybe you had a dream about your grandbaby,
and I just don't remember it.
Yeah,
maybe he was feeling guilty about stealing that package.
We're gonna hear about that.
We will hear about that 120 for all the people that have asked. And yes, many people have asked. We will get it. And I'm joking, because I actually still don't know. I am waiting eagerly, just like you are, for 120 for Fig to let us know what happened with the package for Mo over at the Morning Bull. But I guess let's get to one more thing at least before we get there.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I can already tell the Rockets are gonna annoy me this year.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to the club.
It's a fun brand of basketball. Like, all the getting up and down. Like, obviously I was watching the preseason game number 2 against the Thunder last night. And they won in overtime, which I shouldn't know, but I do. I am a sicko. I acknowledge that. But seeing them at various points, especially because Fred VanVleet did not play in this, I'm like, oh, you need one more pass. Pass it. Move it. Stop. Stop.
No.
Why is the ball sticking?
Nope.
Pass the ball. And I was like, oh, no. This is a preseason. I shouldn't feel like this, man. In a preseason game?
Well, you kind of should have, because that's one of the things they need to clean up.
So I was like, there's definitely a lot of, and I think, I wouldn't be this annoyed if there wasn't all the potential. And I'm just like, oh, clean that little thing up. And you can see the youth of this team. And of course, that was something that I knew going in. But now I'm even more aware of the fact that, oh, just try and find peace with this, because you're going to see a good amount of it.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, it's about that time, too, where you start seeing people. Hey, guys, it's only preseason. Hey, relax, it's just preseason. So we're going to get that for the next probably 2 months. Hey, it's early. It's early. Like, why are you guys overreacting? But as soon as they have a good game, it's like, we about to take over the West. But as soon as it's something bad, hey, guys, you overreacted to a preseason game.
That's the beauty of it, right? Like, if the data fits what I believe, then it's good. If the data does not fit what I believe, it's noise. That's how we do this.
Exactly.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Man, I don't know if I could trust Leroy. At the front desk, man.
Wow.
And you rocking the shirt, too.
I'm rocking the Leroy shirt. It feels good, too.
Yeah, Leroy, for those who don't know, he works at our front desk here at Odyssey. And super cool dude, talented dude. He's a good singer.
Yeah, musician.
He got his own merch. But man, this dude. So a little backstory, real quick. We got brought some lunch, and
is that what that is?
Yeah, from Texas Roadhouse.
Mm.
And Leroy came in to see if he wanted something, and he said, "Oh, that's ribs. Do it got sauce on it?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Oh, nah, I don't
what?
I'm like, wait.
Ribs with no sauce, huh?
I'm like, wait, you don't like sauce? He said, no, I don't like barbecue. I don't like sauce.
Well, he's on the list.
And then he seen the pulled pork.
I don't know. You're one to talk in this segment.
he's on the list.
So this one also has some pulled pork in there. Mm-hmm. He said, do that got sauce too? And I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, no, I can't do it. I'm just too picky. I can't. I'm like, bro, you don't eat no ribs? You don't eat no sauce with the barbecue?
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I forgot. He's probably the pickiest eater I ever seen in my life.
Not a big fan of picky eaters.
Yeah. He said he just don't like barbecue sauce at all, man. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it, man.
Oh, people are pointing out the fact that you lost a championship to a team that used Baby Shark all the time. Nats in 19. Look at you.
Yeah.
That was the Nationals.
But that doesn't
explain. He's
Who was that?
He cheating on the Astros.
The Nationals.
No, who was the guy?
Oh, the individual guy who had the baby.
It wasn't Juan Soto, was it?
I don't remember.
I don't think so.
I forgot who it was.
But that still doesn't explain last night.
It's because, you were feeling guilty about rooting for the Dodgers, and then there you went rooting, and now you in a roundabout way was rooting
Lopez
for the Nationals.
Lopez is a traitor, man. No. That's what he is.
That's crazy.
Don't live
bro.
Over in Russia or something.
That's crazy.
Somebody texted, how long have you been in Al Qaeda? I'm like, come on, that's a little bit hard.
That's crazy.
Yeah, go to North Korea or something, man.
Unbelievable. Just Lopez, just
goodness gracious.
All confessions, and I said it felt dirty.
And sometimes you should not tell that much.
Let's go, Dodgers.
No, I didn't do that.
Yeah, don't.
I was talking about Ohtani. I said,
Let's go, Dodgers.
Come on.
Let's go.
Too much truth, Lopez. Too much. All right. That's Lunchtime Confessions in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Make sure you keep it locked to 120, man. I'm super excited for the mixtape where there's some musical elements, but we will get the conclusion to the whodunit that was established yesterday. But coming up next, let's get into a little bit of buy or sell, including a CJ Stroud-related one, I could tell you. All that coming up next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
I have great appreciation for our engineer, Andy. We love it when he comes in and talks to us, and he also jumps in on the YouTube, and he said the MLB now has a new injury term. Not only do they have Tommy John, we now have the Alex Bregman, which apparently I was engaged in this morning. But if the text line is any level of indication, I think that there's going to be pitchforks at the base of our building when Lopez attempts to leave the building.
I thought I explained it in such a way that people would understand.
Good luck with that.
Hey, but they don't.
We're going to get an email saying, hey, it's a protest downstairs.
Yeah.
Well, apparently there was some one. John P. Lopez.
We used to get one once a month. Yeah. Once or twice a month.
I didn't know Lopez's initials were ISIS. That is harsh.
That's a lot.
That is harsh. Yeah.
Okay. We will move along. Well, we appreciate you getting involved on the program as... Now, let's do a little buy or sell. Mm-hmm. You got this set up for us, Lopez?
I got you. All right. Buy or sell?
Should we root for the Dodgers? I think we should sell them. You're not going to trick me.
Let's do this. You should cheer for Shohei Ohtani, even though he's a Dodger.
Buy or sell?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I enjoy Shohei too much. I'll buy.
Yeah.
I really like watching him.
Yeah, me too. That was the whole point.
Hey, I hope he go 5-for-5 at one point, but I hope the Dodgers lose. Okay, so, I hope they take a L.
So Figgy is a sell. You're a buy, I'm a buy. And I think the 1-2 punch of Baby Shark and my Shohei take was probably not the best.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah, you needed to. But it was.
You should say one of them for tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's a confession.
You are being true to yourself, and I appreciate the honesty. Yeah. Just next time, be a little bit less honest.
think twice before you do honesty. That.
Yeah.
Are you buying or selling CJ Stroud as NFL MVP? Currently second in the odds. CJ Stroud, MVP.
MVP or MVP candidate?
MVP.
You know what? Bleep it.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm buying it. Like, I think that you're in a place where he's had to do a lot. I think that there's still some things within this offense that are going to mean that he's going to continue to have to do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've talked about this at the beginning of the season. The way the schedule sets up, you've got some big primetime type games towards the back end of the season when you are really gearing up for that. So you can almost have like the Heisman situation, your Heisman moment, except for NFL.
Yeah.
I think that he set up very nicely to win the MVP. I'm going to go yes, too.
The only thing that will probably scare me a little bit is when he plays some of these tougher teams. Now, I know they beat the Bills, but I think he really going to stand out if he like beat the Packers, if he beat maybe Mahomes or...
Then followed by Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson. I think it really depends how he performs in those games.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, if he do what he does, then he's MVP to me.
I'm buying it for two reasons. Number one is what Figgy just said. Like, he's going to have a chance to just put a bow on
you
it.
You can't correct. Say, yeah, oh, yeah, he had an easy schedule or he ain't played good teams and all that stuff. He plays a good team.
And number two, this reminds me, was it Karl Malone that got the NBA MVP when really Jordan should have, but people were just tired of Jordan winning the MVP?
There's that one.
Yeah. I think, you know, Patrick Mahomes is going to be very, very deserving, but I think people are kind of tired of voting for Patrick Mahomes. Not that, you know, CJ Stroud's not going to be deserving.
Sure.
But he, you know, but people are like, yeah, let's give it to CJ Stroud.
MVP fatigue, like that year that Derrick Rose won MVP in the NBA as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
All right, buying or selling? I got a 1-2 punch here involving the New York Jets. First one, Jets owner Woody Johnson said that, yes, he spoke with Aaron Rodgers on Monday night, but they didn't talk about Robert Saleh.
And what the hell did y'all talk about then?
I don't doubt that they talked about like some level of ayahuasca or life or something to that extent, because that feels like the way that Aaron Rodgers kicks it, where he just wants to talk about other things. But yeah, no, I'm not buying that at all. I'm selling that, especially with the consideration of if you talk to him Monday, that it can't have been far from your mind the idea that you were going to get rid of Robert Saleh, and it would be be irresponsible for you to have a quarterback of that caliber. And you then decide, no, I'm going to fire the head coach. Because what if this goes the other way and Aaron Rodgers was like, no, I really like playing for him, and you fired him.
Exactly.
You would have blown up your entirety of the season.
Exactly.
So either way, you're telling me you're incompetent.
Yeah. Sell, sell, and I'm selling too. Here's the second part of that, and it's the audio version from Aaron Rodgers' perspective.
As far as any of the ridiculous allegations out there, I'm not going to spend more than one sentence in response to it, and that is... that I resent any of those accusations because they're patently false.
There's one.
And it's interesting the amount of power that people think that I have.
There's two.
Which I don't. But
Boo this man.
I love Robert, and it was one of those days yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Buying or selling, he resents those accusations and they're patently false.
I bet he does resent those accusations.
Well, that part is true.
Nah, man. I don't have that kind of power. Dog, we know who you are.
Yeah.
We have seen your movies. You did this recently when you first got here. Like, this is a list of wide receivers that I would like on the team. Yeah, all of a sudden.
This is like LeBron saying this.
Exactly.
Like LeBron do the same thing all the time. Like, oh, I'm not the GM.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't make any decisions.
Yeah.
Brother, yes, you do. You do, and everybody knows it.
Once again, sell. And I'm right there with you, selling. How about Browns coach Kevin Stefanski?
Okay.
Quote, there hasn't been a thought about benching Deshaun Watson. Hasn't been a thought.
Sell. Why? Like, why are you lying so big? This is the thing I don't get. All of these, for the most part, when you, especially Jets in this one. Hey, man, you don't have to go so big with your lie. Like, I don't know if this is like a moral thing to say, but hey, when you lie, try and keep it manageable. You know what I mean? Like, leave a little wiggle room for yourself. You went too big. No thought?
Yeah.
And I guess maybe that's the thing is if you're defending him, you have to
the way he put it is what got me.
But yeah. Like, maybe
I haven't even thought, you haven't even thought about it. Yeah. Talking about not doing your job.
Yeah, come on, dude. You know? Like, you have to have those considerations, especially with how piss poor that dude has been under center. But, like, you might be able to get out here and sell me on, no, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, we're not
going to
do it.
We're not going to. We refuse to do it, right?
Yes,
like, that's another thing.
I could buy that.
You're not going to tell me you haven't thought about it. Especially when, like, as a two-time coach of the year, people got to be talking about if you're going to keep your job behind this.
Yeah, I think the other excuse they use is, it's not just him. It's other people. It's the offensive line or the receivers not doing their job and all that stuff. Nah, you got to think about something because the season about to be over.
Yeah.
The season about to be over. And if it's over, somebody's going to lose their job.
And to be fair for him, like, I do wonder if the situation is I can't say the fact that I can't bench him because his contract is as such. Like, maybe that's the case. I don't know. But, it feels like there's got to be a better way to handle this than just flat out lying in this particular
way. All right, I think these last two, buy or sell, could go either way. So interested in y'all's reaction. Jerickson Profar threw that baseball to the Dodgers dugout. He said he wasn't throwing the baseball at manager Dave Roberts.
Was that Profar or was that Machado?
Oh, it was Machado. Okay, yeah.
Because I was like, I don't think Profar was even involved here. Manny Machado?
Profar made the other play that I was thinking about. So Machado said he was not throwing the baseball at Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
I'm going to buy this. But I know he knew which dugout he was throwing it into. Mm-hmm. Like, I do think that there was a little frustration, and he knew that he probably knew that, there's a net there or whatever. I don't know that he was particularly going after Roberts, but I know that he was not happy with the Dodgers in general.
Yes.
So I'm willing to buy, especially because they have a prior relationship, that maybe he was not angry at Roberts himself.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet he was not, he wanted to avoid or, kind of display the frustration that he was feeling.
Yeah, I'm going to buy that, too, just for that last part Reggie said. Mm-hmm. They did have a relationship, and you could tell Dave Roberts was kind of like, dang, that's a little bit weird.
Yeah.
I thought we had some type of prior relationship, so I don't understand why. So I think I'm going to buy that, but I do think he were trying to throw the ball at that dugout on purpose.
I'm buying it too. I think he was just sort of like making a little statement. He wasn't trying to hurt anybody.
I don't think he was singling
like,
out.
We ain't scared. You know, I think that's what he was.
I don't
like.
Think
we,
he was singling out Dave Roberts.
Yeah, exactly. All right, last one. This was an interesting one to me. Deion Sanders was asked in a press conference, I believe day before yesterday, who the better athlete is or was, him or Travis Hunter. And he said, it's not me against him. I've had my turn. On the other hand, it is Deion Sanders, you know, and he loves to be, you know. It's an interesting one to me. I have my answer, but I'm curious on yours.
That's a great way to evade.
Yeah,
what's happening there? Because he didn't answer the question.
No, who's the better athlete?
But who is?
Well, it's not about him or me.
That is him wanting to say him.
Yes,
but I would actually, and this is recency bias. I'd go Travis Hunter.
Well, sure. But so you're selling
that's
the thing. Is he trying to say he was the better one, or he's deferring?
He's deflecting, which I think I'm with Reggie. If you ask Deion Sanders, if you're sitting down, you know, just shooting the bull with him, he'd be bragging about how much better an athlete he was than Travis.
But that's also, like, he played defensive back. Like, you need that level of borderline irrational confidence in order to play that position. That position is impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah. But do you think, like, I feel like he's always been that honest and open. Mm-hmm. I feel like I feel like he wouldn't shy away from saying, oh, man, I'm prime time.
Travis Hunter's his second favorite son, and that's not even his
That's what I was saying.
And so, he's got four.
I think for the simple fact that he probably didn't really make the answer clear, he probably felt like he is the better athlete.
I agree. I think I'm going to sell. And by the way, I'm one of the few ones that have seen both of these guys. It's a tough call because Deion was special.
Yeah, there's some folks.
Deion was special.
S. Dawkins on the Twitch is saying Prime is a better athlete.
I wouldn't argue.
Yeah, I know.
That dude was ridiculous.
Football, baseball, track. Travis can hoop.
Yeah.
Travis Hunter, we've gotten some indications and seen some video. He can hoop. And I think the crazy thing for me, and maybe this isn't like an accurate comparison necessarily, Travis Hunter is actually playing both sides in a real way. And I understand Deion played both sides, but Deion wasn't out here like really learning the offense and investing in that way in the way that Travis.
I don't know. He had a couple of years where he was in the.
He was in the offense.
He was in the offense, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Not like the entirety, but a couple of years where he was.
Exactly. Like he would come in and basically kind of almost freelance a little bit within the offense.
20 snaps?
Sure. Yeah, and I'm not trying to say like when it comes to snaps, but like being involved in the actual learning of the offense and the way that it is. And maybe that's a distinction that's not worth making, but it feels like it's in, especially when you're talking about two dudes of this caliber, mm-hmm. you might have to find those distinctions within it.
Yeah. And the thing with Travis Hunter, it's going to be the conversation of what do we play when he gets to the NFL.
He's a first round caliber player on both of those.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I just seen other players too that play both. Somebody like Chris Gamble, mm-hmm. but we all knew he's playing corner.
I mean,
yeah,
we were just talking about Pepper or no, not Peppers.
Julius Randle.
No, was safety of the Patriots that just got.
Oh, Jabril.
Jabril Peppers. There we go. Okay, I almost called him. I was like, not wrong Peppers.
Yeah.
But yeah, Julius. Again, I did it again.
Sorry, Jabril Peppers. We're with you.
As a safety, he was a dude who played both ways, but he was just. Clearly, much better safety. Mm-hmm. Travis is great at both.
Yeah, it's really going to be a conversation of what team is they, I mean, what is he getting drafted as?
Mm-hmm. And can you do this at the NFL level as well? That's the thing.
He sure looks like he can.
Man.
He sure looks
like
he can.
That's a lot to ask for,
that's
man.
That's crazy,
man. That's a lot of homework to be doing.
It sure is. All right. That's a little buy or sell. Appreciate you, Lopez, for that. Right here in the Loop Sports Radio 610, just about 20 minutes away from Figgy's mixtape when we get a big reveal of who done it when it came to the case of the stolen children's toy. We'll get to that here relatively soon. But coming up next, who stands to gain most this week? Because there's a lot of moving and shaking when it comes to the Texans when they come up against the Patriots. Who stands to gain the most? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. Ctmobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.